From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The latest figures from RealtyTrack show home foreclosures in California jumped 7% last month. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, most of the cities with the highest foreclosure rates were in California.
With one of every 42 homes in some stage of foreclosure, Las Vegas led the nation in July. California cities Stockton and Modesto ranked second and third, with Sacramento, Merced, Bakersfield, Vallejo, and Riverside also included in the top 10. Greg Paquin, a California real estate analyst, explains why the state has been hit hard by foreclosures.
That's where we saw a lot of the fastest appreciation in home values and the most significant decrease in home values. Couple that with the job losses, those communities are going to be a little bit longer to recover.
On a related issue, California officials have ordered so-called foreclosure consultants to register with the state as they announce new efforts to put scammers out of business. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
President Obama has awarded 16 Presidential Medals of Freedom. These are the nation's highest civilian honors. Some of the recipients include civil rights pioneer Joseph Lowery, physicist Stephen Hawking, and actress Cheetah Rivera. President Obama also honored the founder of the Komen Race for the Cure for Breast Cancer, Nancy Goodman Brinker.
What began with $200 and a list of friends has become a global race for the cure, a campaign that has eased the pain and saved the lives of millions around the world.
Former Republican Congressman Jack Kemp of New York and gay rights activist Harvey Milk were awarded posthumously. The top U.S. envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan says his biggest upcoming challenge will be strengthening Afghanistan's police force. Richard Holbrooke says the police are critical to Afghanistan's long-term security. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
Ambassador Holbrooke is in charge of the civilian side of U.S. efforts as opposed to military, and he says his team is working on all fronts, from agriculture issues to cutting off funding for the Taliban. But Holbrooke says his single biggest problem will be helping Afghanistan's police.
In any analysis of guerrilla wars, counterinsurgencies, you can't do it unless the police take over a key role in security after the military forces do the clearing.
And after this month's closely contested election, an election which Holbrooke acknowledged is likely to be disputed. Holbrooke said overall, the U.S. needs to be realistic about its goals in Afghanistan and Pakistan. As to how he defines success there, he said, "We'll know it when we see it." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 120 points to close at 9,361. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 28 points. This is NPR News. Venezuela's president criticized golf last month, suggesting it's a bourgeois sport that takes up land better used for housing. The State Department was critical of the country Wednesday for leaning left and for slamming golf. Barry Schwartz has the story.
It turns out spokesman P.J. Crowley is an avid golfer and a good one. He took the podium at the State Department as the self-appointed ambassador-at-large for golf, he said, and swung hard at Hugo Chavez. The suggestion that golf, a truly global sport, is bourgeois is a mulligan, Crowley said. And he said once again Chavez, one of the hemisphere's most divisive figures, finds himself out of bounds. While Chavez has not proposed a ban on golf, the mayor of Caracas 3 years ago talked of taking over three expensive courses and turning them into public housing. No action so far. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
A Philippine general says his army has killed at least 22 Muslim rebels in heavy fighting on the remote southern island of Basilan. Regional Commander Benjamin Dorlefino says the battle broke out after the military launched two pre-dawn attacks on Abu Sayyaf rebels on the island. Dorlefino says at least 23 of his soldiers were killed in the fighting. Abu Sayyaf is the smallest but considered the most deadly of several rebel groups fighting for a separate Muslim state in the Philippines. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials up 120 points, closing at 9,361. The Nasdaq rose 28 points to close at 1998. The S&P 500 was up 11 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.